There's an interesting reason why people believe in conspiracy theories, and that is that man-on-the-street interviews seem much more articulate than how people mostly speak. For example, I remember way back shortly after 911, they interviewed a witness, somebody who saw it happen, and the description the guy gave was very articulate. Zero filler words like ah or etc. Grammatically complete sentences with plenty of descriptive adjectives. So the thinking went, this guy must be some kind of a crisis actor because nobody talks like that. If you ask 10 random people on the street to answer a fairly detailed question, you'll get plenty of speaking errors, ahs and ums, sentences that kind of trail off. But in reality, there are two very good reasons, why that man-on-the-street interview is rehearsed. One is it makes the news station look good. It's more interesting and entertaining to watch a more articulate speaker than some guy stumbling around his words. Two, it's better for the witness to practice his answer. That way he'll look better and who knows. For many people, speaking on camera and going on TV is the chance of a lifetime. So not only does the news anchor spend time sorting for people with decent sounding answers, but they'll likely let and even coach the guy to practice for a while before recording their answer. And this has nothing to do with any conspiracy. This is something that satisfies everybody's self-interest. What's the takeaway for all this? Communication for most people is mostly an unconscious process. We generally spit out a jumble of words that are kind of haphazardly put together. This is an interesting experiment to try on your own. Next time you're in a group of people, listen to the quality of people's random conversations. Listen to the structure of their sentences, how complete they are, how many filler words are in there, how descriptive their adjectives are. More importantly, how much they are talking about themselves or their opinions versus actually finding out about others. You'll find that most normal people are pretty weak in this area, which presents a huge opportunity should you want to leverage this. Not only to speak more intelligently, interestingly, and charismatically, but essentially dominate any conversation you are in, regardless of the topic and regardless of who you are speaking with. This is one advantage that few people even consider, let alone practice. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/conversational-intelligence.